dare you to put that in the,
What, in a Turncast episode?
Double dare you.
Quadruple dare you.
No, I'll just put into the Turncast episode you daring me with no context at all.
Well, that won't make any sense.
It'll be the opening bumper.
Yes.
I appear to be learning the ways.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Is Please. That why Dan never shows up anymore either? No, he's getting married.
So the
reason he doesn't show up anymore is because his life's over.
But he transitioned into a different part of his life.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody finally recognizes that marriage is not death, it's just transition.
We do actually know that. We just like to make a running joke about that because he's been away because we're getting separated
for the
wedding.
We know marriage is fine. For God's sake, Steve's married. That poor bastard still will show up to this thing.
Joking is our way of coping with it, knowing that we're going to have to adjust the fact that he isn't going to be around every weekend.
Yes.
And besides, not like I could give him any shit for it. I was gone for a year.
So they had to show back up.
Yeah, well, expansion pack plus missing people, you know.
Yeah.
Aww.
Aww. Or missed us.
Aww.
Well, some people.
Aww.
I missed you.
You're not getting carried away.
Aww.
Aww.
So cute.
Oh, man.
You have
I wish I could say
directly.
First time I've been referred to as cute, but probably not.
Oh, cute.
Awkward, but yeah. Mackie, are you and Mapuchi still actually doing anything, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just now getting explorers up there. Yeah. Is there well, some little war going?
Yep. I had to build walls, and then that pushed him back, and I'm pushing the other guys back, and I two turns to machinery, and then all of these archers are going to become crossbows, and he's going to hurt really badly.
Then things start to go boom.
All things got to start to go... I can't do crossbow noises.
Okay, just go pew pew like everybody else.
Oh, okay. Pew pew!
I don't know, that was pretty amusing to listen
it
to.
It was, no, it was totally fair. Amusing. I forgot Vladcast is recording that so Dan can add it to the soundboard.
Yeah, the permanent fixture of Polycast sound effects.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Okay, settings are good, right?
Not on Settler. Nice try.
Well, you've been gone forever, so...
What does that have to do with anything?
You think I would get away with it, maybe.
You figured notice. I'd forget? Oh, no.
I thought maybe you would notice.
In the channel, out the channel, in the channel, out the channel.
Monthar?
Yeah, you know how it is.
No, it's Drew.
Oh, Drew.
Yeah, man.
Just Drew. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
That's not what we meant. Well, maybe Dan meant it because he's been on a mean streak lately. I don't know.
Whoa. Where did this come from now? Hey, now.
You're the one that likes to say these kind of things, though. Oh, it's only him. Blah, blah, blah.
It's only you. Know.
Dan had a mean streak?
Occasionally.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, man.
He switches from Canadian to American.
Thank you. Thank you so much for getting in my way, you frigging...
What is some city-state unit?
City-state moved a unit right in between this mountain pass I was going to go through, and now I can't go.
Hopefully it's just this turn.
Well, I'm deciding to go around the mountain now as opposed to through the mountain.
Oh, I sometimes find if it does that, as long as they have some other hex to go... They'll go. It's like, oh, I don't want to box you in, then you never will move. If that's applicable to your situation.
So I'm Tamar. I can't remember. What's the good thing to do if you're Tamar?
Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi, Jerusalem. Oh, hi, Brazil. Have you met the Brazilians, Grim?
I have.
Oh. Hi, Valetta. Give me your cheese. Choose Pantheon. Wah.
Make that noise again, Dan. I like that.
Oh, that one? I'm glad to know it does something for you.
Yeah, it does. I'm going to have to step out for a minute. I'll be right back.
That's quite the juxtaposition based on what we just talked about. You know, you could just mute yourself. Wait, what? What's that, Brazil? You would like me to settle towards you? Oh, well, okay. Oh, wait, you already settled towards me, you prick.
Oh, kill him.
Yay, enough error score to get Golden Age. Woo!
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
What are they offering you?
I got Footprint of the Apostle, and I first went to India because I'm in better terms with them, because I offered India my excess turtles, and they were willing to give me 5 gold a turn, and Samaria was only 1 gold a turn. So I went to India first. They said, yeah, we'll give you 133 gold and 19 gold a turn. I'm like,
ouch.
I'm like, that's not bad, but I guess I really should check with Samaria. Samaria says, we'll give you 103 gold and 64 gold a turn.
Huh. Shut up.
I'm like, okay.
Seriously, shut up. God almighty. How do you do that?
I lucked into a relic that the AIs really, really wanted badly.
Every game.
It does seem to happen a lot of games. Yes, yes, it's true.
See, Monthor, what you're losing out on? You could have traded for that much gold, too.
You probably still could. Oh, we're losing. We lost Monthor.
I wondered who the bloop bloop was.
Yeah, I heard a little boop, too. I didn't know what that was. Yeah, he'd been quiet for a little while. Oh, he just put a note. No, do you all hear me? No. I guess we should pause.
He's still in the game.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he still is in the game. And taking his turns.
Oh, come on. Fuck off.
Sorry. Well, no. Geez, Grim. I mean, you know.
Grim doesn't want him to still be in that game.
I mean, you can write him a message in the game.
Oh,
pretty
Steve.
Much.
You found me?
Yeah.
Damn, I was trying to hide from you.
Well,
you failed.
Where are you?
Our exploring galley's men, and just outside of Indian territory.
Oh, okay.
But you've already moved on.
Yeah, I wasn't really too thrilled with meeting you, to tell you the truth. But...
Well, feelings mutual, so, you know.
Translation, he loves you too.
Who were those guys on that? Well, who cares? Can you boost your mic at all, Grim?
Nope.
Oh, there you are. That's better.
Yeah, I can put the mic closer. But
yeah, that's better. I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I was saying something culturally insensitive, like, can you French the mic? But oh. I decided.
But
I decided not to.
There's a deal for you, Grim.
All right. Knowledge of colon. 3 turns.
Colon?
No. Coal.
Oh, coal. Oh, I thought you said colon.
I heard colon, too.
Knowledge of the colon. What?
Well, I did say coal in 3 turns.
Ah,
so
there we go. Coal.
It sounded like it was combined. That's your
I'm glad I'm not the only one that heard
colon.
Wow, is it ever hard to get by this mountain here? I have only 2 ways into the Polish Empire.
Yeah.
Mountains are all around it. I need to get to, I'm building cartography right now, but, well... How much science you got, Dan, out of curiosity?
I'm at 79.8 a turn.
Get out.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So I erased this Russian city, and what does it do with my ironclad that was in the city after I erased it? It moves it in...
the lake?
Moves into the lake. Oh.
Oopsies.
What? Wow, Egypt just declared war on me?
Really?
Yep, really.
I thought Egypt was gone.
No.
Wow.
No, Egypt declared on me.
An interesting life choice.
Did you say that was an interesting life choice?
Translation, they're gonna be dead soon.
Well, I was going to kill them anyway.
It's fine. I'm ignoring Egypt. I'm like, I got Poland to help with, and then I gotta do something about Russia. Record dates in range, July to August, 2018. Civilization 3 clips, copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5, Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.